WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Some people think of Warren Beatty as the man who made Bonnie and Clyde, McCabe and Mrs. Miller, and Shampoo, three of the best films of the 60s and 70s. To others, he's the guy who made Ishtar and Dick Tracy and has had all those love affairs. Film critic Stephen Schiff thinks that from now on, everybody's going to think of Warren Beatty as the man who made Bugsy.
I had my doubts. For one thing, I didn't think Warren Beatty, shy, fumbling, distracted Warren Beatty, could play the vicious side of the gangster Ben, don't call him Bugsy, Siegel. I knew he could play the side that was all narcissism and charm, the side that blew into Hollywood in the 40s and partied with movie stars, half believing that he was a movie star himself. I knew he could play Ben Siegel, the man with a dream, who took a desolate desert town called Las Vegas and turned it into, well, Las Vegas. But I didn't know that he could scare you. I doubted that he could make you believe in Siegel's crazy temper and cruelty. I was wrong. This is Beatty's best performance since Shampoo in 1975, and maybe his best ever. And that's partly because he manages to convince you of both the vanity and the viciousness. In fact, he shows you how the one develops from the other. Siegel's fatuous self-love impels him to force his will on everybody around him. And then, when he falls in love with the starlet Virginia Hill, beautifully played by his real-life love Annette Bening, she becomes an extension of his self-intoxication. He forces her on everyone around him, too. All of which may sound a little too weighty for a gangster flick, but it doesn't play that way. Bugsy is wildly funny and entertaining, and that's partly because of the sassy, energetic screenplay by James Toback, which mixes equal parts humor, sex, and dread to make the fizziest cocktail the movies have offered in ages. Take, for instance, the scene in which Siegel first lays eyes on Virginia Hill. He's been whisked off to a movie set by his boyhood pal, the actor George Raft, played by Joe Mantegna, and he can't keep his eyes off Hill. He strides over to her, and noticing her cigarette is unlit, pops a question.
May I?
If you want a simple yes or no, you're going to have to finish the question.
Light your cigarette.
Sure. The way you were staring at me, I thought you were going to ask me for something a little more exciting.
Like what?
Use your imagination.
I'm using it.
Let me know when you're finished.
Toback and the director Barry Levinson clearly adore Siegel and his world. The 40s Hollywood they've created has a rich, romantic sheen. And the movie romanticizes Siegel, too. In the filmmaker's eyes, he's a warped version of the American dream, a hustler trying to realize a vision. True, his vision of a golden city of money in the Nevada desert turns out to be tawdry Vegas. And his vision of ideal love centers on a faithless showgirl who's been around the block a few times. But Beatty Siegel views himself the way Hollywood movie makers often view themselves, as a visionary having to battle the talentless money men, knowing that if he doesn't believe, no one will. All of which makes for an enthralling version of the gangster myth. But it has its drawbacks, too. By the end of the movie, when the closing titles seem to be representing Las Vegas as a triumph of the human spirit, you can't help thinking the filmmakers have gone a little soft in the head. Still, they've done almost everything else right. Bugsy is the sort of sprawling, vital American movie you remember from the golden age of the early 70s, when pictures like The Godfather and Taxi Driver and Mean Streets and Chinatown made you believe that the movies could open up rich new worlds. Bugsy does that too. It makes you believe in movies again.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.